your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Coming on with KER Politics, you know, we've spoken in the last segment about Merrick Garland, the guy who just is not doing, he's doing a great job for the progressives, but he's not really doing a great job for our country. We're going to switch over to why some of these guys are not doing a great job right now by talking about the level of criminal violence in the United States today. Jimmy, take it away.
Yeah, so we see that, you know, the violence in Seattle, the violence in Portland, the violence in New York, the violence in Baltimore, the violence in Chicago. Of course, this election with in Chicago for mayor, Lori Lightfoot got crushed in her runoff or in her election. She was third place, getting less than 17% of the overall vote because of the violence in Chicago.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same thing happen in Atlanta, and basically progressively run cities around the nation. And a big part of that comes from the push in the 2020 summer for defunding the police after the George Floyd riots and violence.
Yeah.
And a very sophisticated effort by George Soros and other progressive leaders to fund the election of left-wing progressive prosecutors around the nation in these dense urban areas that have significant problems. That has turned to an absolute nightmare. Philadelphia, carjackings.
Yeah.
D.C., you know, it's just unbelievable the violent actions that have happened because of that time. And what's so disturbing now is when you see the White House, who actually, their Democratic Party instigated much of this rioting and much of these efforts to undermine security in these major urban areas,
right,
publicly coming out and saying it's the Republicans' fault because they inherited an increasing crime problem. Well, they inherited an increasing crime problem because of their policies in 2020 and what they were attempting to do to create violence around the nation. The violence and crime had been dropping for about 20 years until 2020, and the mobilized left began to really undermine our justice system at that point. And we're seeing the results of it with increased violent crime, where it's in carjackings and murders. And drug use, and of course the flow of illegal immigrants on the across the border includes fentanyl deaths, which are now at 100,000. Yeah. 20 years ago, 10,000 overdoses.
Yeah.
Now over 100,000 fentanyl deaths, and that's because of lack of enforcement across the on the border from this administration.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Now, Seattle has become my city. I moved down here from Semiahmoo probably about, I guess it's only been about 3 weeks. The only thing that I have noticed here is the level of homelessness is absolutely ridiculous. It's so high. Even out in the area where I live, although the homeless people, God bless them, are there, they're hanging out by the freeways. They're not really hanging out necessarily where I'm living now, but what have you heard about violence in downtown Seattle, Jim?
Well, I watched a video from this last, you know, sometime this last fall, where a man comes out of his tent to collect his free food in the morning and is stabbed. The woman that stabs him begins to run away. The man goes into his tent, grabs an AK-47, fires one shot, collapses. As the woman runs away, his buddy picks up his AK, fires a large number of rounds towards her. The cops come. They can't even go into the tent where they can see the AK-47 because they don't have a warrant. Now, how insane is that? Law enforcement, without actual witnessing or some very specific information that they have, they cannot pursue suspects. And that includes a murderer that came running out of a house. They didn't see him do the murder, so they had to call off the dogs as they were chasing him. This is absolutely unbelievable, and the level of, when we're talking about the level of homelessness and crime, it's all because of these policies. They're throwing more money at it, and it's getting worse. And of course, as we know, in Seattle a couple of years ago, annual per capita expenditure on homeless, $385,000. I believe this is in 2020. And of course, what did they get out of that? More homeless.
Yeah. Well, what I think is interesting, Jim, is you're talking, you know, the police were defunded in Seattle, and that worked so great they had to increase their funding again recently.
Yeah, just over 2 years, they dropped funding by about $50 million. They've lost a large number of law enforcement officers because of the cutbacks and, of course, the restrictions. They've had a huge increase and spike in crime. People just don't feel safe walking down to Pike's Market. It's absolutely terrible. And, of course, the homelessness situation is terrible. However, they finally, with the new mayor, they have decided to increase funding, and they've added, I think, back about $20, $25 million back into the police budget this year. So it's a start, but they are still pushing these progressive agendas, and I'm not sure that there's going to be any relief anytime soon for the people of Seattle.
The new mayor, I have to say, is doing a very good job. I also heard that Sawar Sudan, who is a socialist on the city council, has decided not to run for re-election. I haven't heard any more of the details other than Mrs. Sawar Sudan decided not to run.
Well, that would be helpful for Seattle. She is an absolute lunatic on the left.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a place where things have actually gotten better. So this is interesting. Coronado, California, in the San Diego area.
Right.
Their mayor, conservative Republican, has not allowed vagrants on the street. He has said, you've got a choice. You can find yourself in jail, or you can find yourself into a shelter and some sort of support to actually help you get off the problem.
Yeah.
And you know how many homeless people they have in Coronado, California?
No, actually I don't.
None.
You gotta be kidding, Jimmy.
No,
that's
hold
great.
People
accountable. Yeah.
And that's the important thing, is actually quit spending all this money to try to, with all these nonprofits and all these liberal ideologue places that actually are throwing money into the trash. You're increasing the problem. You're not helping the problem. People have to have accountability, and it is possible to stop the decline and to help these people rather than continue to fund it.
Yeah. What I find to be interesting is, you talk about the interviews last night with Merrick Garland and the rest of it. Pro-abortion, pro-life folks seem to be forgetting one thing. Abortion on the federal level is one thing, but abortion on the state level is perfectly legal. So what's the complaint? I don't get it, you guys. We got to make a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.